We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the halacha of salt. Salt, as we discussed in our previous shiur, is required to be put on all kabbanos. The Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Mem Amud Aleph teaches us that the bread that we eat should be dipped into salt. Tosfos over there, Divrei HaMaskil Haba, says that we don't necessarily bring salt to the table because our bread is tasty without salt and therefore it's not required. But he does quote Reb Menachem, who was very careful to bring salt to the table, because he quotes the Medrash that Kishi Yisrael Yoishvim Ayar HaShulchan, when Klai Yisrael sit by a table, U'mamtinan Zeh L'Zeh Ad Sheyitlu Yadayim, and they wait until everybody's ready to make the Hamotzi, V'em Shruyim B'loi Mitzvus, so at that moment there's no mitzvah to protect them. Hasotim Mekatrik Aleim, so the Sotim starts to say bad things about Klai Yisrael, or Bris Melech Megin Aleim, it's the salt that protects them. And therefore, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Yiftza, one should not, this in the Halachas B'tzias HaPas, Lo Yiftza, they shouldn't cut the bread, Ad Shivyu Lefnei Fon of Melech Eliftam, until salt or spice, Rashi said, the remark calls Pirish Rashi, called Dova Anechom HaPas, anything that's eaten with bread, Lo Lafas by Prusas HaPitzia, that they should make the piece that they're going to make the bracha on tasty. Bim the kia, but if the bread is clean, or shim betabelis, betavlin, bemelech, already has in it spices or salt, ken shlonu, like the bread that the Shulchan Aruch already said they had in his time, or shim neskam lechel pascharevo, if this person intends to eat plain bread without any salt or spices, then the loch is ein etzarech lahamtim. But then says the Ramah, it's a mitzvah to bring to every table. Melech koydim shiyivtza. You should bring salt to the table before you cut the challah. Ki ashulchan, says the Ramah, doima lemezbeach. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara Masech, the Brachas Daf Nun Hei. Bezman shebeis amidish kayim, when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, HaMizbeach Mechapal Adam, the Mizbeach brought Kapara to us. Achshav, but now, Shulchano Shel Adam, the table that we sit at, and the Mishnah Berurah specifies, especially, Shenoisei Malach Meladal, where you use the table to be Machnas Orchim, to give people to eat, people, especially people who need it, and the Sharetzin says, not just because the table is where we're able to fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah, but the table is also where we say Divrei Torah, and that's why he says that it's essential that at least a kapitel tilim, a chapter of tilim, should be set on the table, of course, preferably Divrei Torah. Mechapalov. So our table is our mizbeach. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yadab alei zeh ha-shulchan shlo yifnei Hashem, and therefore the Sharetzin also says that you have to be careful not to kill any fly or ant on a table. It's a mizbeach. V'achil k'karbon. V'nemar, as we're learning in our sugars, akol karboncho takriv melech. V'umegim neperonius, and he quotes the Tosfos that we began our shiur, that salt protects us from all tzaras. And the Mishnah Berurah says, why is the table so important? So the Mishnah Berurah points out, because our eating, a person who eats the way a Jew is supposed to eat, is he's eating that he should have the energy to do mitzvahs, to do avodas Hashem. So that is certainly considered an avoidance Hashem. The Mr. Brewer also says that the salt should be left on the table until the end of the meal. And he also says that when using salt, one should dip the challah, the bread, into the salt 3 times. And the Mefarsh, and the reason 3 times, I saw a very interesting pshat from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, because melach, the gematria of melach, is 3 times havaya. And by putting the bread into the salt 3 times, then we're zoicha that havaya, that Hashem should protect us. There's a question, what about on Shabbos? So the most poskim say that Shabbos, you also have to dip the bread into the salt. And as we will discuss in our Gemara here in Masechta Menachos, Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara clearly teaches us that kabbonis were required to be salted even on Shabbos. I did, however, see that the minig by the Chassam Sofer was that, of course, he had the bread on the table even on Shabbos, but he did not dip the bread in salt on Shabbos. The reason being because Shabbos was saying that the salt is what protects us. Shabbos is a protection on itself. If one doesn't have salt, so the Kaf HaChaim says you could dip the bread into the bread itself, because for 2 reasons. One is because most bread has salt as one of the ingredients. And in general, the Pesach would say that if there is no salt available, you could dip the bread into any food that has salt in it. So bread has salt in it. And moreover, the word lechem is made up of the same letters as the word melech. So lechem could be substituted for melech. There is, however, going back to what we discussed in our previous shurim, a shaila, what about dipping bread into sugar where you don't have salt? So the shaila Sechuvah's Torah Lishma wants to suggest that you could use salt, you could use sugar instead of salt. Why? Because as we quoted in the previous shiur from the Hilchos Ketanis, so the Hilchos Ketanis says that sugar could be substituted for salt. But as we discussed quite extensively in those shiurim, almost all Paiskim vehemently disagree with the Hilchos Ketanis that sugar cannot be substituted for salt to extract the blood from the meat, from the poultry. But we did quote that there are those that want to say that Hilchos Ketanis is lenient when it comes to what the Hilchos Ketanis meant, that is that salt, the sugar can be used instead of salt on the Mizbeach. So if sugar is being used instead of salt, it can be used instead of salt for that purpose, and our putting salt on the table is not because we need to make the bread tasty, as we explained, but rather, it's put on the table to be like the Mizbeach. So if the Hilchos Ketanis holds you could put sugar instead of salt on the Mizbeach, you could put sugar and salt instead of on your table. And particularly those that are lenient during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Because there are those that, even though, as we're learning now, dip their bread into salt, as the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah just taught us, their meaning is that during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, they only dip the bread into honey, the challah into honey, and therefore maybe that could be used in its place. However, most Paiskim disagree, and they hold that even if it's your meaning that you should put the challah only into honey, not into salt, that doesn't stop you, that doesn't stop the requirement of having salt on the table. The Gemara, as we quoted earlier, here in Daf Chof Aleph says, the attack of Melech afilu b'Shabbos. So I saw that the Sfas Emes tries to understand why would we think that Shabbos, we should not have to put salt on the Kabbonis, that the Gemara has to teach us afilu b'Shabbos. So he says that the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that the mind, we know that the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Vayihi Rakia Mabdol Beramayim, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu divided, there's Mayim Techtoinim, and there's Mayim Elyoinim, there's water that's in this world, and there's water in Shamayim. And the Mayim Techtoinim, the water that's in this world, complained to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Anan di'inan lahavatami malka. We too want to be in front of Hashem. Why should we be separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafias them. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them satisfied, he says, as we're learning in our Gemaras, Akol karbon chatak of melech, l'saz bris melech. You always have to have salt on all karbonis. And that's how the salt comes from the Mayim HaTachtoim. So the whole purpose of salt is to bring Shalom, because there was a disagreement between the Mayim HaTachtoim and Mayim HaYoyim. So the Sfas Emes said that on Shabbos, there's already peace. There's already Shalom in the world. Shabbos Shalom. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, perhaps Shabbos, we should not need salt on the Mizbeach, teaches us the Gemara, afilu b'Shabbos. So I saw that the Sfas Emes said this vart, but right after he said this vart, he says, there's a problem with the vart, because the Gemara says, Shabbos, afilu b'Shabbos, takriv, akol kamerach, takriv melech, takriv afilu b'Shabbos, takriv afilu b'tumah. So he says, I explained, Takriv afilu b'Shabbos. But my explanation does not help us understand what does takriv afilu b'tumah mean. So I saw a beautiful pshat from Rav Chaim Kaufman Zitzal. He says, the Gemara is teaching us, like the Sfas Emes says, takriv, we have to have salt afilu b'Shabbos. Even in a time where Shabbos, shalom, when there's shalom in the world, we still have to have salt. We shouldn't rest on our laurels. Say, it's Baruch Shem Shalom. It's already Shabbos. No, even on Shabbos, we have to put salt. And then the Gemara goes to the other side. Takriv afil b'tumah. Sometimes there's a situation where it's tumah. And because it's tumah, we would think to be miyash. There is no hope. Teaches us the Gemara. Takriv afil b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, a person is supposed to try to do better, or he's supposed to, even if he comes to a good place, he's supposed to try to be better. And takriv afilu b'tumah. On the other hand, if chas v'shalom, there's a situation of tumah, we're not allowed to be meyayish. Just on the contrary, takriv afilu b'tumah, we're supposed to constantly hope and try, and indeed will eventually achieve the madrega in avodas Hashem.